how much money the state will have to pay to implement and enforce the voter ID law is still an open question. More than 700,000 people voted on Election Day. Deputy Secretary of State David Scanlon says about 7,000 of them didn't show their ID. They signed a challenged voter affidavit instead. So now, he says, the Secretary of State's office has to send them verification letters.
So there'd probably be a cost of roughly $2 to $3 for each of those mailings. You know, that'll be a cost of somewhere between $14,000 and $21,000. It could have been a lot worse.
Voters who don't sign and return the verification letter will be referred to the Attorney General's office for investigation in the spring, which will also cost the state money. That number remains to be seen. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.